parasha following the Bikurim, parasha Bikurim, following Yilei Maaser, Hayom Hazeh, Erev Tishlishi. But before that, there's an interesting Harav from Rabban, Perek Chav Vav Pasuk Gimel. Uvosel Hakohen Yashiyah B'Yom HaMohem. That when we bring Bikurim, so we give it to the Kohen. Uvosel Hakohen Yashiyah B'Yom HaMohem. V'yamarto Eloh V'igati Hayom Hashem Lekecha. Ki Vosi Eloh Oretz Yashinishba Hashem Labiseinu. Loses Lonu. And before he says it, Rami Obeirovi. So Uvosel Hakohen Asher, you'll bring it to the Kohen Asher Yeh B'Yom HaMohem. So Rashi says, Ein Lecha Kohen, Ein Lecha Ela Kohen Shebi Yamecha, Kamoy Shuv. You bring it to the Kohen who's there. So Rashi says, there are posh, you can't bring it to the Kohen who's not there. Right? So bring it to the Kohen who's alive then. So Rashi says, you're stuck. Ein Lecha Ela Kohen Shebi Yamecha. So how do we, what does this Rashi remind us of? The what? Yeah. Right? So that's what I would assume Rashi was saying. I would assume Rashi was saying that Veliso Vosel HaKoyen, so a person should not say that since the Shefet of his time is not as knowledgeable as the Shevet of a previous time, or not doesn't the same year as Shemayim, so therefore, Uvoso Akoyinim, Halavim El Hashevet Hashiya Bayamim Mohem, Vidivashto Vigiluchos Dvar Mishpat. Right, that's the Parshah Leisoth, the Parshah Kipole Mimcha. So a person might say, Rashi says, Vafil Einoi Hash. So a person, he remembers the gedolim of the previous door. They're on to the Olam HaEmes. So now he has to bring his shilas to a younger rab. He remembers that this younger rab doesn't come close to the previous door. He remembers the gedolim that were alive before the war. So he's uncomfortable bringing his shilas to a modern day rab. So, afilu ve'enu kishor shoftim sheilu fanecho, ato tzorech l'shmoy aloi. You have a zokei mamre. The zokei mamre, he's chelik on the anshei knesset, on the beis din hagadol in Yerushalayim. This zokei mamre remembers who used to sit in the previous beis din. Now, whatever happened, whatever reason, he's older than everybody else. So now he has all these young whippersnappers in the beis din. I have to be nichna to them. I was a charus of the Gadol Dor of the previous generation. What do they know? How do they come to my charusa? So the Gemara says, that's what the Torah is saying. Ein lecha shoyfet, ein lecha ela shev b'yamechai. And Achanami, you're stuck. You're right. Everything he said is right. But the Av Bezin of this Tkufa, he has the status of the Av Bezin. He's Kevein the Din of Zokin Mamre. Even though logically is a good taina, Torah says no, that's not the halacha. So it sounds like that Rashi is saying the same thing over here. You're bringing your bikurim to the kohen. Look at this kohen. He's not the kohen like the old time kohenim. Old time kohenim, they knew about the avoda, they knew all the lumdas. What does kohen know? So El Mai, the Ramban pointed an obvious kasha, right? When it comes to going to a Beis Din, so we understand what a person is saying. We understand a person is saying, I should be nichna to his das. He should paskin for me. He doesn't come up to the previous door. Makes sense. But when it comes to the Bikurim, the Kohen is he's there to receive the payers. So it matters to me whether this Kohen is a huge Talmud Chacham like the previous door or not. A Kohen is a Kohen. Why would it be logical when it comes to Lay Saucer? So the Torah has to say, look, I understand where you're coming from, I understand you're uncomfortable, I understand you think you shouldn't be nichna to him, sorry, kachi adin. He made it to the position of avizin ein lecha shelo yemecha. Right? Because Baruch will give us the yad of the Shmaya. And if he makes a mistake, all right, he makes a mistake, but that alpidin is correct. What is the Torah coming to teach us like Abba Bikurim? Stamma Meshugana says, I don't want to give my Bikurim to a young Koyan. No. So why is that? What? The Torah has to give him a tie, has to explain to him, sorry. So you don't have a Koyan in the previous door. So that's the Ramban raises this question. Lo yabi noisi. Ramban says, the Pshat is, El ar Koyan Hashiyah v'yomim ha'im, ki heim desunim la'anshei mishma k'kol kurbonos. According to Ramban, the pshat is that you're not supposed to bring your friendly kohen from your town. You're supposed to go to Yerushalayim. Whoever is there, as it's his mishmar, it's his time to be there. He, David HaMelech, the basin split it up. You're not supposed to bring your own kohen. Rashi says. You're stuck with the coin shebi yamecha. V'lo yabi noisi ze. Ki be'inyan azokein roi loimar el ha'shev d'shev yamehim. Ava bi she'enei godl v'chachim g'shev t'mi shoyne. Masher ayu l'fenem n'oilam. Tzarech l'shmoy aloi. Yiftach b'doroi kishmul b'doroi. Avol b'akrov asabi kurim l'mi yiviyem. El l'koin shebi yibi yamov. What's the Torah saying? That you're stuck with your coin. V'chein re'isi b'sifri. So Ramban says that the Sifrei says a similar idea, but not the same idea. He says, Koyin that's muchzuk be kosher. Hoyakorim v'nisrachek kosher. If he was a koyin that had married inappropriately, and now he was nisrachin, he's kosher. V'cheinu oimer al toimer mash ma hoyo shayomer mishoynem ayu toivim me'elu. So that's the medrash. So Ramban explains v'nirish shehem yidushu b'zeh. Right. So what does the medrash say? You're stuck with a kohen. If he's muchzik as being a kosher, that's good. Right? If he was once posel and became kosher, that's good. He can be kosher because his muchzik is kosher, because he's kosher right now, even though he may have been posel before. And this is similar to a person saying, Al toima, you shouldn't say, the old days are much better than these days. So the Ramban says, what is the explanation of this medrash? Vindira. All right, so three pshatim so far. Pshat number one is, can't bring your friendly coin. You gotta use the coin who's on the job. Pshat number two is Rashi, very difficult. Pshat number three is, a coin who's muhsuk. Vindira, sheheim yidrushu bazeh, shemikri bikurim, oi oilu bikurbonis bikoin shu becheskas kosher, ula achras ma nimsa shu ben gerusha, hakurbonis ksheirim. So Ramban says a chiddush that if I brought my korbanos, my bikur, my everything, I brought it to the Beis HaMikdash, and the koyin was supposed to be kosher, and then we find out a few months later that the koyin was be'emes not kosher b'shas ma'isa. He was a ben gerusha b'shas ma'isa. We thought that when he was born, his mother was. His mother's get was not a good get. That makes sense. No, that's even issues. Also not good. But we thought that he was not Muslims of Ben Gerusha. Maybe they passed the first marriage, and then they passed the get, and they found out no, the get was a good get. So now, what about the korban I brought me as Muslims being a kosher? So Ramban is a chiddush to say that the korban is still a good korban. Chiddush din from this brisa. Rabbi Shavel quotes a Chasam Sefer that says it's not correct Ladina. Other Rishonim would be choyling. Other Rishonim say that this is a pum for carrot, that this is taka true for korbanis but not for bikurim. Chasam Sefer says because the job of a kohen in bikurim is different than the job of a kohen in korbanis. The job of a kohen in korbanis is to be a shliach. The job of a kohen in bikurim is mamish mekabel bikurim. So Chasam Sefer says for carrot, that the other Rishonim would say for carrot from this particular Ramban. But the kasha against Rashi, the Chorim, is a very powerful kasha. What does Rashi mean that Ein Lecho Kohen Ela V'Yomov? The next Ramban is also an important Ramban. He got it hayoim befri hazeh sheivesi. He got it vaydesi l'shem elikecha sheviani le'eretz asher nishba la beseinu losaslanu v'nei Hashem mikayim devarav v'ani moedu u'mishabeyach l'shmoi. Because the tamtzis hadavar over here is that it's an opportunity for a person to be mechazek his emunah that Kadosh Baruch Hu mekayim his avtoches. That's pshat. He got it tihayoyim. Rabban's even a sharper loshon b'fri hazeh. That this peri. In other words, the question Rabban is addressing is why b'shas bikurim does a person review the avtocha of getting Eretz Yisrael and Yitzis Mitzrayim. So Rabban says because it all builds up via to the last pasuk. V'ata in a vaseis rachis pri adama asher nasati l'Hashem. Right, so all of this is the person has to take it a moment and recognize when the Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps avtocha. Good. Let's look at the beginning of Shlishi. It's a very difficult parsha. Hayoyim hazeh, Hashem alekecho mitzavachu la'asoy zachukim o'ele. Es ha-mishpotim v'shamartim v'sitzo yisam v'chol l'vav v'chol na'avshecho. So what happened with Yoyim hazeh? What's a Yoyim hazeh? Es Hashem emarto hayoyim liyoysa liyoys lechol leikim lechaz bedrochem lishmachu kov mitzvoysa umishpotov lishmoya bekoyle vashem emircho hayoyim liyoysa la'am skul kasha diber lechol diber lech lishmachu kov mitzvoysa. So Rashi's explanation is that, at least Rashi over here, that this parsha is a parsha that is instructing us b'chol yom yu beinecho chadoshim kilu boi b'yom mistaveis aleim. Strange parsha. Hayom hazeh Hashem lekecho mitzavach l'asos chukim v'eile v'sam mishpotim. Rashi says that maybe related to Bikurim, the second Rashi. It's a very difficult Rashi, very difficult Parsha. Ramban's explanation has to be explained also. Ramban in the Pasuk Tezayin. Hinei yishlim Moshe levaros haTorah lechadish kol haMitzvos asher tziva oisoy Hashem lechadish lehem. What happened to the Yom Hazeh? Moshe Rabbeinu completed giving over kol haTorah kulam. All right, let's explain. According to Ramban, according to everybody, Kol HaTorah Kula was given at Har Sinai. According to everybody, Kol HaTorah Kula was reviewed Me'oil Moyed and was reviewed again by Arvus Moyed. Right? Nevertheless, We know that the Ramban in the Akdama to Devarim discusses what is, how are we going to be Magdir Devarim? What's the way that we will identify what Devarim is Mishnah Torah? So the Ramban raises the question that in Devarim, in addition to having difficulty to identify what Devarim is, every other sefer we can identify. Sefer Yetzira, Sefer Geula, Teres Koyanim. But what's the label of Devarim? So Ramban, in addition to that, we find in this sefer many halachis that we didn't find in previous svarim. For example, Gerushin, Edim Zemimim, Moiti Shemra, Ukfar Nemulayim Kulam B'Sinai Be'el Moyim, B'Shan Yishayim, Nekel Raglim. Ki Ba'arvas Moyim, the Ramban said, Akdom Devarim, Loi Nizchad Shuloi Elo Divi Yabiz Kashin Nizgarish Boim. The only Chiddush of Sefer Devarim, the only Chiddush of Arvas Moyim, is the Hargrizim Harayim. But all of the mitzvahs were already given Mishas Matan Torah. So Ramban's general approach, which is not easy to understand, is that there were certain things that had to be reviewed before Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. So Sefer Devarim is reviewing those mitzvahs that had to be reviewed upon going into Eretz Yisrael. So certain things we understand very well. We understand Minui Melech and Shoftim, and we understand the mitzvahs of Melchama, and we understand Ali the Regal and Re'eh, but it'll still be very hard to explain Gerushin, Edim Zemimin. How are they parts of our Hachana going to Eretz Yisrael? Right? But the point that we're making is that the Ramban understands that Sefer Devarim is a review. Not again, Arvas Moyav, they reviewed Kol HaTorah Kula. Sefer Devarim means the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to write down certain mitzvahs in Sefer Devarim that were not recorded yet. Kodesh Baruch Hu saved and said, hold off on writing on the parasha of Gerushin, Kiviyachal, because it belongs in the Sefer of preparing Klal Yisrael for Eretz Yisrael. Right, Arvis Moyav, he reviewed Kol HaTorah Kula. Right, the only question is that's bothering us is what did Kadosh Baruch Hu decide to put in the Torah Shebichsav of Arvis Moyav? What did Kadosh Baruch Hu leave out from the Torah Shebichsav of the Gilui Torah from Oyel Moyav? So Ramban says that Moshe Rabbeinu was not told to put in Teres Koyanim into Devarim, even though it would make a lot of sense, because that is Mamash Hachon of Eretz Yisrael, Avedis HaMishkan, because Koyanim is the reasoning. So that is not to be viewed as a necessary Hachon of Eretz Yisrael. So the Sefer is a if we want to look and understand what do we need to review in order to be prepared for Eretz Yisrael, it's Sefer Devarim. That's the best way to understand that aura of the Ramban. So it includes Teichacha, it includes mitzvahs that clearly are related to Yishuv Aretz. And then it includes certain mitzvahs that we have to work very hard to figure out what is the hemshech between that and being prepared for Eretz Yisrael. Rav Alper Tzitzal, in his introduction to Devarim, he suggests the following idea. He suggests that the label, the koteret, the rubric of Sefer Devarim is Vasisa Yoshem HaToiv, because that is repeated numerous times, primarily in Re'eh. It's also in this week's parasha as well. The way I would understand Rabbi Alpert's aura is the following: that mitzvahs, as we all know, any mitzvah can become ritualistic and perfunctory. Specifically, when a nation is now going to institutionalize, in our case, our Avodas Hashem, so then we're in much greater danger of that becoming perfunctory and less substantial. In other words, once we move into Eretz Yisrael, so it means that we are going to be the Moshal Koyfen Ala Mitzvahs, that we are going to establish Shmiras HaMitzvahs as the rule of the land. So once that happens, you're in much greater danger that people will adopt practices, because that's what we got to do. So Moshe Rabbeinu was told by the Ribbono Shel Olam, one of the important ways of preparing Klal Yisrael for Eretz Yisrael is to remind them the Asisa Yoshev HaTov. So Alpert, I think, explained that in many, many mitzvahs, there is an Asiyas HaYoshev HaTov. So that's supposed to become emphasis. That's what Moshe was emphasizing in Arvis Moyev. The Asiyas HaYoshev HaTov every mitzvah. L'moshel, I'll explain the following. Kadosh Baruch Hu can give us a concept of marriage. All right? As the Rambam writes at the beginning of Yishuv, there was a concept of marriage before Matan Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a concept of marriage that includes a siyas ha-yoshev ha-toiv. There has to be a kinyan that's made before. There has to be a commitment that's discussed openly. There has to be obligations of support. That if, God forbid, it would unravel, then there has to be a process by which it unravels. So that's the siyas ha-yoshev ha-toiv. Within, so Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to review those mitzvahs, and Moshe Rabbeinu was told to emphasize the yashrus of these mitzvahs in order that the mitzvah will not become perfunctory mitzvahs. Right? A nation institutionalized marriage. So one could lose the insight that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to have us to have when it comes to marriage, and we can explain that in many, many parts of that. Just an example. Moshal Avodah Zarah, right? So, we're told to root out of Avodah Zarah. In Devarim, the Torah emphasizes the concern that we'll become nabbed by Avodah Zarah. It'll become a moikish for us. Right? Again, another example. In Devarim, we have Shema Yisrael. A strange thing. Shema Yisrael, you say to someone, well, what's it doing in Devarim? Because Baruch Hu should give Shema Yisrael back in Shema Yisrael. So based on the Rebbe Alpert, I was explaining the following. That rooting out of Avodah Zarah, squashing Irani Dachas, can introduce an element of intolerance and cruelty. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is emphasizing the Yoshev HaTov. The Yoshev is to see it in the context of the importance of Yichud Hashem, of the importance of Kabbalas Malchus Hashem. So if one roots out of Avodah Zarah because of an understanding of the overwhelming importance of Kabbalah's Hashem, Kabbalah's Malchus Hashem, of Yichud Hashem, of the great danger of being Nabei Avodah Zarah, and that is a tragedy beyond all tragedy. So then the rooting out of Avodah Zarah doesn't become something which is inculcates meanness and the cruelty within a person. So that was with Alpert's approach, which may help us understand this Ramban. Again, so what's the Yisoid? The Ramban says, what's happening in Devarim? In Devarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that we should, that Moshe Rabbeinu should record the parts of what happened in Arvei Sumaya, which are essential to prepare Klal Yisrael for Eretz Yisrael. So the Teicha we understand. Hagrid Arevo may not understand, but we can probably figure it out, right? The Dibri Musa beginning, we can probably figure it out. What about the mitzvahs? What about Kriya Shema? So somehow they are essential for preparing us for Eretz Yisrael. So he went a little bit further to explain that perhaps, the way Ralph would explain, that the mitzvahs that were part of the Torah Shebichsav aspect of Arvos Moyov was the parts that we are supposed to understand are important. And in this particular Nakuda that we're making is before Torah becomes the law of the land, so to speak. Before it becomes the culture of a people, in order to make sure that it still remains Avodas Elokim and doesn't just become a defining aspect of the people and is devoid of the essential elements of Avodas Elokim. So Moshe Rabbeinu had to emphasize that. Right, now, says the Ramban, Hayoyim Azeh Hashem Elokecha Mitzavcho La'asos. What happened on this day? Hine yishlim Moshe leva'eres haTorah u'lechadesh kol ha'mitzvahs asher tziva oso Hashem lechadesh lohem. I say again, it's difficult, this Ramban, because we still have the mitzvah of tshuva, and we still have the mitzvah of tziva sefer Torah. So it's conceivable that the mitzvah of tshuva is not a mitzvah in of itself, that's a chesed. Right? It's conceivable that tshuva is not a chiddush. Tshuva is a davar poshut. Tshuva is elemental. So maybe that's what the Ramban would say. What about ksiva sefer Torah? All right, it could be the same thing. It could be that ksiva sefer Torah is not. We have to have sifrei to have svarim. So perhaps that's what the Ramban says. Those were all explained to us earlier. But here also, Hine yishlim Moshe leva'eres haTorah u'lechadesh kol ha'mitzvahs asher tziva oisoi Hashem lechadesh lehem. So the Ramban apparently is saying that there were certain mitzvahs that Moshe Rabbeinu was told to hold off in giving them over to Klal Yisrael. So, and apparently, according to this Ramban, said these mitzvahs were not given to Klal Yisrael, even though Moshe Rabbeinu learned them in Oyel Moyed. That's a very difficult. Ramban in the Hakdama says Yosef v'sefer zek sasmus shaloi nizku klal, they weren't mentioned, but you don't get the impression, right? Ki ba'arvus moi loy nizchad shaloi el adivir bris kashin esparish boy avoloi nechtev o mitzvahs besvam rishayim, right? Ramban is very clear in Hakdama there are no new mitzvahs. And it seems from the Ramban in the Hakdama that Moshe Rabbeinu was not being mechadesh to Klal Yisrael new ideas. So So it's conceivable to say one of two ideas, which is very Svarim have pointed out. It could be that those mitzvahs that were davke mitzvahs at Liyus Ba'aretz, that Moshe did not disclose yet. So it could be that the Ramban wants us to understand it. So of course, Edom Zayman and Gerushin and Kiddushin was given earlier. And Moshe was mevar them earlier. And why they repeated over here, we have to explain, perhaps in the way that we explained it. But mitzvah satluyas ba'aretz, like bikurim, right, like vidai maiser, so those taka were not given over. The mitzvah of tshuva was certainly given over. The mitzvah of sifat was certainly given over. But on mitzvah satluyas ba'aretz, so those taka were left for Moshe to give to Klal Yisrael, could say a little bit sharper. You could say that when Moshe Rabbeinu was teaching mitzvahs, so there's a difference between teaching a mitzvah and teaching a mitzvah lamasa. So when Moshe Rabbeinu taught Ksiva Sefer Torah, he taught it lamaisa already. He recorded over here for some reason. When he taught Shuva, he taught it lamaisa already. When he taught Kiddushin Vegerishin, when he taught Edom Zemimin, when he taught Yivam, he already taught it lamaisa. But Bikurim was not taught lamasa. Vidai Maiser was not taught lamasa. It was taught Me'ol Moed. Right? So it's conceivable that we should understand on our own that this is what the Ramban is pointing out. That in the Hakdama, that it's a consistent Ramban. And we should understand on our own that certain mitzvahs that were Negel to Eretz Yisrael, so Moshe Rabbeinu taught them differently. Or you could say, along the lines of Shem of Alfred, that when the Ramban means Ulechadish Kol HaMitzvahs, he means to explain them fully with the Asiyas HaYoshev HaTov. But that is a little bit of a stretch in the language of the Ramban. Probably the best thing to say, which will sit in the language of the Ramban in the best way, is probably to say something along the lines of that the mitzvahs were different. All right? But again, however we're going to reconcile these Rambans, the Ramban explains to us what's pshat hayoyim azeh Hashem lekech mitzvah l'soysechu. Ramban says it's hashlomas haTorah. Hine yishlim Moshe levaros haTorah lechadish kol haMitzvos. Asher tziva Yisrael Hashem lechadish lehem. V'lechach am omar hayoyim azeh Hashem lekech mitzvah l'soysechu kemo eilus meshpatim. Ki kevar yishlamti lecha hakol. V'hizkir v'shamar tov v'osiso yisom v'chol levavcho v'chol nafshecho. Again, Perish HaDavar is that apparently there is a new kind of a bris that we make with the Ribbono Shel'Olam on Kol HaTorah Kulo. Rav Chaim points this out on Aseres HaDibros. Rav Chaim points out that the Aseres HaDibros were a special bris, Sarah writes in Yisra. He suggests this kind of an idea, that there were various bris of HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with Klal Yisrael, a bris in Eretz Yisrael, but the bris of Aseres HaDibros is a bris on Kol HaTorah Kulo. So that's what the Ramban Lechor is saying over here. That's what this parsha is about. I have a strange parsha. Hayoy mazeh, Hashem lekecha mitzav l'soysach. So many before Hashem say, what happened on this day? So Rashi's malach is, nothing happened on this day. Rashi not a parsha. What the Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling us is that we have to have a mahalach of feeling this chatshus of Torah b'chol yom v'yom. Ramban's approach is that when Moshe Rabbeinu completed giving Klal Yisrael Kol HaTorah Kulo, whether it's Kol HaTorah Kulo Maisa, whether it's Kol HaTorah Kulo with all the havanas, whatever it is. So Ramban says in Pasuk Yitzayim, was pshat es Hashem emartu ayoyim, li yeslachol lekim, kevan shekibalta malechem Kol HaTorah, b'feirusheo b'dikdukeo b'chidusheo hine gedaltem Hashem v'raimamtem oisoi shihu levadei lechem leikim loisodu b'kel achar klal b'el achar klal. What's Ramban pointing out of it? The two chidushim in this Ramban. Right? What is the nakuda of here? What's the difference between being mekabel mitzvah 1, mitzvah 2, mitzvah 3, mitzvah 4, till 613, and then being mekabel kol Torah kulos? We know there's a big difference, right? A ger who's mekabel 612 mitzvahs, we don't give him a yesh hakoyach, right? He's out. So there's a difference between being mekabel the sum total of one's mitzvahs, mitzvah by mitzvah, and being mekabel the whole plan. Kevin shaki baltam alechem kol haTorah b'feirushev l'yavushev. He negedaltem Hashem. You have made God greater. V'raimamtem oisai. Sheyiyuhu levadoi lachem l'yakim. That's what you've expressed, that you owe your allegiance only to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Loisodu be'el acher klal. As long as a person is accepting mitzvah, 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 right? So then there's an evaluative process that a person is undergoing themselves. But he hasn't entirely submitted himself to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. So until there's an absolute submission to Kodesh Baruch Hu, then the opportunity to follow some other koyach, some other power, is there. When a person says that this is, I'm accepting kol haTorah kula, right? Apparently Ramban means, that also means to the exclusion of anything else. This is the sum total of my avoida. So at that point, a person submits himself entirely to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That means at that point he rules out the possibility of including any other attachment. And at that point, the Ramban, this is the Chiddush of the Ramban, Gedaltem Hashem. Then a person has actually made a Kodesh Baruch Hu greater. This is a Ramban alludes to this idea from time to time, and is a very sensitive and raw point in the Ramban. Ramban has a phrase that the mitzvahs are letzorech gavoya. If you remember where the Ramban wrote that. So the mefarshim of the Ramban debate what did the Ramban mean. The Ramban actually mean that a person can actually service, not serve, but service of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kodesh Baruch Hu needs to gain from our service. It's the general assumption of Klal Yisrael is that if Kodesh Baruch Hu is perfect, so he cannot gain by our service. So the Ramban says the mitzvah of the tzerach gavoya, things that run at the end of Parshas Boy. So many say no, it means in our minds we are serving, doing what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to do, since he wants the tzerach gavoya, and we gain by, in our minds, doing something for the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Alternatively, what the Ramban is saying is, Tzorach Gavoya doesn't mean that, as we would say, that God needs this. Right? God doesn't need anything. But when Avraham Avinu was Mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol Aretz, so he was being Magdal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was being Rebbeinu Shlomo. He was giving Kodesh Baruch Hu more exposure and call it more ashba, call it greater attachment to this world. So when a person is mekabel the entirety of Torah, and again, that is the sum total of one's avoda. Again, let's go stand this a little bit deeper. Practically speaking, right? Practically speaking, it means that person wants to. Person has a natural inborn tshuka for greater ruchnis. Right, so person could do tayag mitzvahs, could learn yemim alayla, right, And then he says, well, somebody found some greater spirituality in some, not an Avodah Zarah, not a Far East religion, but in some treatise, some approach of the certain powers in this world. And he finds greater spirituality by going on a desert island and spending Yom and Malayla. He takes a break from the base of Medrash, Ben Hazmanim, and he will seek out spirituality. And again, people do it in the Far East. They do it in the Far East, and it's a Avodah Zarah. And the person seeks out a growth in spirituality, but he doesn't append it to one of Kadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs. He doesn't grow from a mitzvah. It grows from a book that he read. Right? Again, so if he's seeking out other things aside from ruchnius, besides from dveikas, all right, so they have to be to see, is it within Allah or not within Allah? But what the Ramban apparently is saying is that when a person is mekabel kol Torah kula, as a hayoyim hazeh, now that we said, we have now completed everything that the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do, the Ramban is saying, and in addition, we are being mekabel upon ourselves that our ruchnius growth, our spiritual will be entirely addressed by Torah, by the Rebbeinu Shlomo, by this gili of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Leisodu be'el achar klal. So then, gedalta mashem ve'imamtem oisai. If the Rebbeinu Shlomo is chalila v'chas, one other address, even if he's the major address, but there are other addresses in which a person can develop their natural tendency for ruchnius. So then one hasn't been mekayim gedalta mashem ve'imamtem oisai. But if a person says, Teres Hashem temima, Meshivas Nafesh, as Hirsch's Pshat, the totality of Teres Meshivas Nafesh. So then, if a person sees Teres Hashem temima, that there's a temimas in Teres. So that's what Ramban says, that is, Es Hashem he'emarta yoim, so then you've set a Kadosh Baruch Hu apart, and being magdil umrem mishamah. V'leleches bidrochav, so Ramban says that's shetasu yeshiv atoyim tigmul chesed ishes reyeyu lishmer chuk of mitzvahs mishpatav. Why did it say chuk mishpatav? Kasha pi Rashi v'schanani says because it's chuk in my heart to understand, so it requires an extra shmira. V'yichlol b'mitzvahs of kol ha-mitzvahs v'sasev lo yisasa shom v'koyloi kol ha-shay yitzave lochem yishor ha-maisim al yodoi o yalidei shor neviyim. So the Ramban is saying, again, a very important word over here, Ramban is saying is that we will see that this governs our relationship with Adam L'Chaver as well. Shetasu atoy v'ayosha. For us, we understand this very well. We sometimes evaluate toy v'ayosha based on, sometimes toy v'ayosha comes to us from other sources outside of Torah. So Ramban is saying, that's not what Kadosh Baruch Hu is indicating today in this parasha. That asiyas ha-yosher v'atoiv, that what is considered to be chesed and not chesed, also governed by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Right? Now, practically speaking, there are times when we are not able to derive tov v'yosher because of our diminished status, because of our inabilities. So sometimes we certainly gain by siphoning out yosher v'tov and chesed from other sources outside of Torah. And then a person has to be very careful always to analyze it under the lens of Torah. But just like the Ramban says in the beginning of Sefer Bereishis, Nakdama, that Torah includes all knowledge, so Ramban in a similar way is saying that Torah includes all of one's ability to one's capacities. The Torah will accentuate those capacities. Next, V'omar v'Hashem Amir Chayoyim Ki Yoyim Azel Lachem Ki Yoyim Sinai V'Hashem Roimem V'Gidel Eschem V'Kibul HaTorah. shetila la'am skul mikol amim lishmor kol mitzoyse ki lachem levadchem yitim teirosu b'tzavetzchem v'chol ha'mitzvus herutzuyis lefono l'eli yamachem. Says Ramban, what's pshat l'shem emartu ayoyim? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the entirety of his concerns and demands to Klal Yisrael. So by doing so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu set us apart. He was Meraimim Begidos by giving us his Torah. That's pshat in the Gemara that says that we have tefillin to Shemai Shoshem L'Kadosh Hashem Echu, you're miyachad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is miyachad us. Right? Next, what's the last pasuk in the parasha? Ulesitcha elyoin al kol agoyim, shealucho kol amei oretz biyoyis Hashem korei b'chol korecho elov. That just like we are establishing HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a unique, in a unique fashion, that any quest for witness, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has addressed. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is meroimem us, and the nations of the world will see it. How will they see it? They'll see it by Kabbalah Satfila. Shealuchu kol amei oretz b'yeis Hashem korei b'chol korecho elov. Lesitcha elyon al kol agoyim, asher osa lesila u'leshem u'sefaros. So according to Ramban, this parsha is a moment of Har Sinai for this door. Right? This is not the same door. There were people, there were older people still who were still by Har Sinai. But in terms of the door, so this was their moment of Har Sinai. It's a different kind of Har Sinai. Right? But in terms of the Kabbalah, the Klal Yisrael had at that time. Now, I think it's fascinating to see that this Kabbalah Satorik, or let's put it the following way, the last mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael, however you learn Pshat in this Ramban L'Chadesh, is the mitzvah of Bikurim. Right? Bikurim and Vidui Maisers. Why is that? What is the yisod of the mitzvah Bikurim? Pashto says that by initiating one's harvest with the gifts of the Ribbono Shel Olam, so then one establishes that practice as being some part of having a chelik in Avodas Hashem. Right? If the first thing I do before I do anything else, I give something over to Kadosh Baruch Hu, so that the fact that I begin by dedicating to Ribbono Shel Olam, so now that I can, I've made a statement that I see this as being very consistent with the Avodas Hashem, as opposed to separating me. I'm involved in farming, I'm involved in planting. So, but if the very first thing that I produce brings me to Yerushalayim, connects me to the Kohen in Yerushalayim, so that is how a person is able to, so a person finds that whatever they're involved with can be consistent, not inconsistent, but can contribute to Avodas Hashem. So, the Ramban apparently is, let me put this together, is that the last mitzvah that Baruch Hu gives Klal Yisrael, that he's mechadish, he says, now we finish being mechadish. Right? And now you should be able to be mekabel kol haTorah kula. And now you should be able to see that all of your efforts to grow in ruchnius can be done, will be, you're being mekabel, they'll be addressed to Torah. So the mitzvah bikurim is a mitzvah, I think, is the mitzvah that brings that to the fore more than anything else. Why? So you'll tell me, well, the other mitzvahs. There's the mitzvahs of Shumas and Maisers, and the mitzvah of Orla, and there's the mitzvahs of Lekachik Pompeya. It's all correct. And the emphasis is that they're all alluded to over here. Kisachal Laser is called Maser Tuvoscha. So you have to be able to say, Nasat al Levi, Agelis al Amona, Bachlu Mashavech Vasaveyu. Why does a person say a strange vidui? A person says, Asisi, Venisa Viamarta. Be artia kodeshman abayas. Begam nasati la lebi la gerl yosef al mona. Gechol mitzvos la shir tibisoni. Le yavarti mishasech le shachachti. Le chalti vaoini. Right, so all of this is a review of Sisi, Kachol HaShir Tzivisoni, Hashkif V'mayin Kodshkom, Neshamayim V'Amach Yisrael V'chule. Because all of this is where a Kodesh Baruch was demonstrated to us that a person is able to accomplish Avodas Hashem in, if not every pursuit, but in many, many pursuits that a person has. So a person is, through Kodesh Baruch Hu's Torah, a person is able to pursue Ruchnius within what he is setting himself to accomplish. In other words, Kodesh Baruch Hu has given us access to growth in Ruchnius without separating ourselves entirely from the world. Again, these are things that are devarim pshutim for us. But these mitzvahs is what makes this idea practical. Lamaisa, when a person brings his bikurim, lamaisa, he's able to say, asisi kechol asher tzivisoni, about his farming, so then he can take the next step, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, now you can understand how you can be mekabel kol haTorah kula, and what the meaning of being mekabel kol haTorah kula is. The kol haTorah kula means that we are being mekabel, that our growth in Ruchnius will be addressed entirely by the Ribbono Shel Olam, by Torah. And that we need not look further, but we need not try to find different ways. Right? Now, there's another and parallel idea which we often speak about, which is relayed by Bikur. Both of these ideas are very much developed by the Sfas Emes in the beginning of Bikur. One, this idea that we just expressed, Sfas Emes says, I think Chiddush HaRim may say, so that is relayed to us by the Medrash that says that Moshe Rabbeinu was concerned, how will we ever replace Bikurim when we're not living in Eretz Yisrael? So Moshe Rabbeinu said, you don't have to worry because we have the three tefillas, Shachris, Mincha, Maariv. So Chiddush HaRim explains that the Shachris and Mincha Maariv is Litein HaReishis B'chol Yoyim L'Shem Yisbarach, Chumoy Bikur. The idea of starting off, of being Mekadish something, Kodesh Baruch Hu, at the very beginning. So it's an interesting idea, Al-Pidin. Is that correct, Al-Pidin? When it comes to Shachris, so the Rambam certainly says that the mitzvah of Tzfil and the mitzvah of Kodesh Baruch Hu is at the very beginning. When it comes to Mincha, Samach Leikas, what's Mincha Gdol, Mincha Ktana. When it comes to Maariv, it's probably Bezchilas Halala, but probably for a different reason. Probably because of Shleis Rasha. So, but I guess conceptually, the idea that it's Maschu B'chodor, but then the Sfas Emes, it develops a different idea, which is, I think, crucial for understanding this, and which may be the Hezber in Rashi, in this Parsha. Sfas Emes develops the idea that through the mitzvah of Bikurim, Kodesh Baruch Hu communicates the idea to us that we have the ability to see new things and find new ideas and new approaches in our Avodas Hashem. The parsha, the way Rashi describes it, is that Kadosh Baruch Hu was giving to us the idea of being mechadesh. Ach b'koyach ha'odom lechadesh kodem. Why should we assume that? Well, if a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the koyach of being mechadesh b'cholom tamid, so that means that is of a value and it's malach to midrachav. So Kadosh Baruch Hu was given to us that power as well. Where is that power neveya from? So because Tzvasemes develops because all the part, every part of the physical world is created by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and every part of the physical world is somehow manifesting Kadosh Baruch Hu. So, and a Kadosh Baruch Hu is part of the nature of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Lachadosh V'chol Yom Tamid. So, Memela, in any part of the Bria, we should be able to find new ideas, newness. And the human being should be able to reveal these points and ideas of newness at all times. And certainly the way that Rashi learns the parsha, Hayoyim Azeh, Hashem Alekecha Metzavu L'Soyses Chug Mo'ela, B'Smishpatim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is asking you to be Meschadish B'chol Yoyim, and that one can find elements of Chidush in all of his mitzvahs. L'Soyses Chug Mo'ela, B'Smishpatim, V'Shamar Tu V'Sis Ha'Yisam Mo'chol Lom Chol Nafshecha. In other words, that part of the mitzvah of Bikurim, part of the mitzvah Korim is to begin a venture as a Avodas Hashem. Part of the mitzvah Korim is that when begins any venture at all, to figure out how is this going to be enhanced by Avodas Hashem. Whatever it is. That's one aspect in Korim. Right? And that's part of the idea of being of seeing Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah as all-encompassing. Number two, and this is, I think, crucially important. When you say that something is all-encompassing, so sometimes that generates the idea that it is stifling. So it generates the idea that it's not going to allow for the ability to grow completely. Then a person may say, well, the idea of something being all-encompassing and the idea that something can address every aspect of one's ruchnius, so that could raise the concern, well, that would be different. But my neshama could be different. But my needs could be different. Right? So, whether you see the, like Rashi Ramban, it was crucial to present this parsha after the parsha Bikurim. Because in Bikurim, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying, in addition to the idea, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying that we should begin every venture with the test of how is this going to be Lamed Hashem. In addition to that, Kadosh Baruch Hu was saying that every year there's going to be an element of Chiddush. Why? Because I'm going to bring these fruits to the Kohen. Kohen should be Mecha, to Yerushalayim. And it was, that's what's going to make my harvest different. The fact that I'm being Malal Yerushalayim. Meshechochma explains that, I think the end of Bukh Koisai, that this is part of the Teva of people. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadosh B'chol Yom Tamid. Kadosh Baruch Hu made Bosav Adam, Tzelem Elokim. So part of the Tzelem Elokim is to seek out his chadshos, seek out new things. Not to to be uncomfortable with routine and to be uncomfortable. We sometimes find routine safe and secure, but being comfortable with the idea of the way things are right now, that's the way things are always going to be. It's a uncomfortable, it's an unnatural. Because Baruch Hu created people in such a way that we should enjoy and seek out his chashos. Sometimes that becomes a very dangerous tool. But what Rashi is stressing, and what Sfasemis is stressing, is that a person has the ability to find his chashos and to seek out and to find satisfying his chashos within one's avodas Hashem for sure, and even within every individual mitzvah. And certainly to find the schachos within the Bria. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu, that's why, but we can certainly understand that the way Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, that is a macroscopic and a microscopic, and that only as we develop more and more tools can we understand and see more and more of Kodesh Baruch Hu's world, that Kodesh Baruch Hu created a world in such a way that there would be, that it would satisfy our need for his schachos. That we would grow through our ability to see more in Kodesh Baruch Hu's world. And as we point out numerous times, the same thing is true for Talmud Torah. Kodesh Baruch Hu created, Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us Torah in such a way that we would constantly be engaged in trying to be Megala more and more of his Torah. So, we don't know why. But we certainly can see that this addresses a human need and a human ability to grow by being able to see new things, appreciate new things, formulate new things. And that's one of the ways in which Talmud Torah is one of the highest forms, one of the purest forms of Avodas Hashem. So that's what we're pointing out. He began by pointing out that this possibly needs to be understood a little bit better. Ein lecha that we bring our bikurim lekoyin ashehiya uvasa lekoyin ashehiya by yomim hohem. Right? That, and then we went on to discuss the parsha of Shlishi, which is a very difficult parsha. There's an Ezra on it, there's a Rabbi Levi on it, a lot of interesting comments on it. But we put it out, according to Rashi, it's a mandate l'schadesh. And we ended up by pointing out that the mandate l'schadesh, the charge of l'schadesh, is a fundamental part of Avodas Hashem. Because the only way that a person will be comfortable with Avodas Hashem is if a person is able to be mechadesh u'mischadesh. Because it comes natural to a person. And Kodesh Baruch Hu allows us to seek out chidush in the natural world and to seek out chidush in understanding his Torah and probably to seek out chidush in the way that one expresses one's ruchnis. The Ramban sees this as a parsha, which is the moment of our Sinai of this particular door. And the Ramban explains how each pasuk develops an idea which is attached to the Kabbalah's Kalolius HaTorah. In other words, not, the way I understand it, not only to accept a Nasim and Nishma, but step further, it's accepting that this Torah will address all of my needs. This Torah will address all of my Ruchnius, it will give full expression the neshamas and asatav kibri. Right? That means to the exclusion of trying to find spiritual quests outside, in addition. And then we suggested that Bikurim is the most appropriate mitzvah and the Videi Maiseris with which a person with which Kodesh Baruch Hu would complete or lead up to this mitzvah. Right? Again, that it's, this is part of Kenis L'Eretz Yisrael, we understand very well. Because once we become a nation amongst nations, so then we will... then there will be many, many different ideas and cultures and forms that will come in the course of time that will raise the question of whether we should move on with those cultures and with those forms of civilization, and whether we're stuck in time. Right? So that becomes a crucial element for Kabbalah Sater. Bikurim becomes a very important segue into this Kabbalah's Kalolia Sater. Because Bikurim introduces the idea, or not introduces, but cements the idea that at the beginning of any venture, one can and should be able to see how that advances Avodas Hashem. And in addition, Bikurim introduces the idea of the importance of being able to be Mechadesh U'Meschadesh, being able to be Mechadesh Avodas Hashem in all of one's pursuits, and the ability of being able to find new understandings of oneself and of mitzvahs, in order that the Kloliyus HaTorah will never seem like a limiting or stifling. That the Kloliyus HaTorah will give the fullest possible expression. Good. He says many times. The opening Shvasemus has it. And then he says that the opening one is the longest, I think the longest.
Okay.
The one that we've got?
Oh, yeah.